yeah, it could have went either way. I thought it was a game of two halves. Like, I know it's a cliche or whatever, but I thought we were very, very good in the first half, and I thought we were maybe unlucky not to come in maybe a goal or two better to the good at half time, you know. But as you said, the second half was completely different. Mickey Duffy caused us heaps of problems on that side of the pitch, and we couldn't really deal with them. And we spoke about it at half time about dealing with crosses and stopping crosses getting into the box, because the big fella in the middle, like, I don't know what he is, 6 foot six or 6 foot seven, like, he's a complete handful, you know. And, you know, but to be fair, I think overall, I don't think anybody could dispute the fact that we deserve something out of the game.
Yeah, Harps made a number of changes tonight, Paul. Were you even pleasantly surprised by how well you played in that first half?
Well, to be fair, like, we have some good players, like, you know, and people underestimate that. But look, as I've already said, at the risk of repeating myself, like, I mean, we've played 11 matches now, and out of the 11 matches, we've probably been out of the game once, and that was away to Bowes last week. Another 10 matches, we've always been in the games, even against Shamrock Rovers here in Pats, where we had lost 2-0 in both games. Like, we were very competitive for a long parts of those games, and that, you know, and it was only silly errors that cost us in those games, and away to Sligo, where we had lost as well. Like, there was nothing in that game either. But the same token, like, as I said as well, like, you know, the games we had won, there was nothing in those games either. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, and, like, as I said, for by last week's performance, like, you're asking me, am I surprised by how well we played tonight? Well, you might be, but I'm not really, no.
Yeah, okay. Well, tell me, Dundalk, the chances they had in that second half, I think the feeling in their camp is that they're disappointed not to take all 3 points, Paul, but you would rightly point to the opportunities that Harps created themselves.
Like, well, the first half, the game could have been done and dusted, you know, and yeah, in the second half, they deserve to win the second half, there's no doubt about that. But, like, well, if you take the whole 90 minutes or 95 minutes, whatever it was, I think we fully deserved a point, if not more.
Yeah, okay. So you're turning your attentions very quickly to next weekend already. Drogheda here, two games at home on the bounce, and the form has been good at home.
Ah, well, look, I don't think I'd pay the difference between home and away at the minute, with no crowds and whatnot else, you know. Like, probably helped us maybe the night as well. The pitch was in great, great shape, to be fair, to the groundsman, you know. It was played really well. I thought it was a proper game of football, to be fair, you know, and as good a game as you'll see. But look, we look to the Drogheda match now. That game's gone. We've put that to bed now already, and we're moving on to Drogheda.
Yeah, and you were able to bring Conor Barry back from injury tonight, Paul. So that's good to see. But Johnny Dunleavy looked to have picked up a knock, and no Kosover Siddiqui tonight either. What's the story there?
Kosover's got, yeah, got a few problems with his back and stuff like that, you know, and he's been struggling for a while. To be fair to him, he played the last two games and him struggling, you know, and he's a proper man, and, you know, hopefully he gets a bit of rest, and maybe he might be available maybe in a week or two, you know.
Okay.